I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. A major development in the war in Sudan. John Gambrell has the story.
Sudan's military has retaken the Republican Palace in Khartoum from paramilitary rivals that they've faced over nearly a year of open warfare. This is both a symbolic and a strategic gain for the Sudanese military. They've been fighting against the paramilitary rapid support forces since back in April 2023, and that's torn Sudan apart and created one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. This doesn't mean that the war is going to be over in Sudan anytime soon. The rest of Khartoum has yet to be taken. That includes the international airport. But the fact that the military is in Khartoum and seems to be on the march comes after they seized a major oil refinery in January and have made other advances elsewhere.
Sudan's wars killed more than 28,000 people, and other estimates suggest a far higher toll. I'm Ben Thomas.